The importance of obedience. In spite of a poor national economy at the time that I got sober, October of 1958, I enjoyed a truly remarkable record of achievement in business, as well as a tremendous improvement in my family and personal relationships right from the beginning. People would frequently ask me why this came about, and my only response is that it could only be a miracle resulting from paying attention to what was suggested in AA and then being strictly obedient to every suggestion. For about 3 years prior to going into the Navy in World War II, I had worked in a large grinding wheel manufacturing company. After coming out of the Navy at the end of the war, my business experience was limited to a relatively short period of time selling industrial machinery and traveling as a musician. None of this background prepared me for the events that occurred years later after I had wandered around the country working on construction and driving 18-wheelers in between drunks. Therefore, it seemed obvious that a forgiving father heard my prayers, approved of my efforts to be a sober, decent man, and blessed me with many wonderful gifts. For the first 3 months that I was in AA, I was unable to get any kind of work. I tried construction work, driving trucks, just about anything that I thought I could do, but no job. In despair, I told my sponsor that I might as well be out drinking for all the good AA was doing me. But he kept pounding it into me to keep praying, believing that God had a place prepared for me, ready to walk through whatever door God opened, humbly accepting whatever the job might be. He told me not to tell God what I wanted, but be willing to be obedient and take whatever God presented. My sponsor constantly stressed turning my life over to God's care, and then with humility, accepting whatever God offered me. Finally, after about 3 months of unemployment, an opportunity was presented to me to enter a field for which I had no experience or knowledge, one which I did not like and in which I had no interest. But I was being told to be humble and to obediently accept whatever God gave me and be grateful. So I was obedient to the suggestion made by my sponsor, and I took the new job. In just a few short weeks, my entire life began to change. And the realization came to me that I enjoyed my new career and seemed to be remarkably well-suited to it for some reason. Through a series of rapid promotions when I had been sober only about 9 months, I was given the position of general manager of the second largest real estate and home building company in the area. Since then, I have enjoyed 47 years of a very lucrative real estate business. I am reminded of the biblical reference, Proverbs 3, which states, "Life becomes beautiful as we surrender ourselves to God and carry out His will." My life has suddenly become beautiful, and I realize that dependence on the Lord is central to an abundant life. Whatever the challenge, you can be successful by choosing to depend entirely upon God, your higher power. He will stand you up and make you victorious. Living by faith requires obeying when the Lord indicates we are to speak or act. God wants us to trust that He has a plan for our life. He is constantly directing circumstances and maneuvering people to ensure that His purpose is achieved. Around the rooms of AA, it frequently can be heard that a person claims to be praying and trying to live in accordance with God's will, but the desired results are never realized. The person involved usually blames God for his prayers not being answered in the way that he thought they should, and he always starts making excuses for God's answers not being the right answer. God doesn't make mistakes or give wrong answers. Our Heavenly Father wants us to have everything we need to affirm His image within us. God never calls His children to tasks they are not ready for, and He will not abandon us without the resources we need to succeed. If we are truly praying that Thy will be done, and are surrendering ourselves to whatever God is planning for us, the answer will come. It may not be an immediate answer. We must wait patiently on Him. recognizing that he may have other people and circumstances that need to be jockeyed around in order to make our individual request possible. But if we patiently wait, willingly let God do his work, we will get the answer to our prayer. It may not be exactly what we want, but this is where obedience becomes extremely vital. When he opens the door for us, our only response should be, "Yes, Lord, thank you." And then we should step out in faith and confidence that if it's what he has planned for us, a miracle is about to happen in our lives. Recognizing that some people are questioning how to recognize the real message from God, let me explain that my experience over the years has been that when I am attempting to do something that is in conflict with God's will for me, invariably stumbling blocks will be in the way. There will be all kinds of resistance to every move I make. I will have a sense of insecurity and uneasiness. However, if what I am attempting is in God's will, it will proceed forward smoothly, without problems of any kind, and I will sense a spirit of peace and serenity as I proceed to carry out the project, whatever it might be. And I have noticed that always when I have prayed about something and have worked it out according to God's will, the result is always far superior to what the situation was before it happened. In other words, if you have a mountain in front of you, no matter how steep it may seem, if you move forward with God's blessing, he'll get you over it, and when you reach the other side, you'll see that the sun is shining brighter there, and everything is so much more beautiful. Just be obedient to his will in all things.